Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. I'm so glad to be here. I have escaped the jaws of this plague they call influenza, and I'm glad to be back. I hear my good buddy laughing in the background. Hold on, let me play this.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Welcome, welcome. And of course, I've got to thank All American Pharmaceutical for the generous sponsorship that they pay month after month for this show to continue to go on. Thank you to them. Check out their new offer. They're giving away a free sample pack of six of their most popular products. You pay shipping, handling, and plus you get a shaker bottle. It's like a $30 value, and you pay $5.99 to have it shipped to you legitimately. And if you go to our website and click one of the banner ads, it'll transport you to that page where you can take advantage of that. Rob Regish, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. That sounds like a fantastic deal. Does one of those samples include Carbolin?
It's actually eight different items, but it's three different flavors of Carbolin. So, yeah,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it does. Wow. It does. It does. It does. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm really excited to hear that you're...
I was being facetious. So last you and I spoke, I was thumping my chest that I had kicked the flu's ass, right? Remember? Oh, I'm taking 60,000 A and 60,000 D and sitting in the sauna and getting in a tanning bed. And everything was going great until Saturday night. I started running a fever in the middle of the night.
Yep.
And I remember feeling nauseous and sitting up in bed. And then laying back down, and then the next thing I remember was coming to on the floor, Elisa going, Carl, like she thought I died. And only because this guy that we know just passed away at the gym, I talked about him on a previous show, Tom Hahn, and she was like, oh my God, like he's not moving, he's dead. And it was me, my fever broke, and then the next day, I didn't have much of an appetite, but I forced myself to eat, and of course I threw up then, and I thought, that's it, I'm done. So I got back in bed. I stayed in bed Sunday, and I feel a lot better today. I really do.
Good. Glad to hear it.
But it didn't go without taking a little bite out of me, let's say that.
Yeah, but you probably only had it for maybe half or a fraction of the amount of time that you otherwise would.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You know, so... Glad to hear it, man. Health is important, and that really underscores it.
What's going on? Anything we need to talk about before we start answering questions over at CoachRobRegish.com?
Yeah, I think there might be one more email going out to folks about the Ultimate Blueprint. People, my customers, they're getting this at the deepest discount it'll ever be offered before we roll it out to the general public. So I would be on the lookout for that. And then hopefully Thursday this week we'll have something special for the SHR listeners, right?
Oh, very cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, yeah, you mean the book. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep.
So the first question comes from Jerry Allen. He says, I've been on some very well-regarded training programs, but never get the results people are raving about, like Charles Stelly's EDT. I work as hard as I possible, and I think my form is pretty good. I increase reps and weight, but whenever possible. Have you heard of this happening? And if so, why do certain people gain better than others?
Yeah, you know, it's a great question for a couple of reasons, not the least of which is how good programs go bad. You know, something as solid as EDT should be a no-brainer. You know, can't miss thing where you're getting bigger, stronger, and better conditioned as the weeks roll by. But it happens. People run it and can't see what all the fuss is about. And at the end of 6 weeks, they're right back where they started, going nowhere. There are a couple of possibilities. First off, a lot of people, including me in the past, are guilty of program hopping, and thus they never stay on a program long enough to do it justice. 3 weeks of EDT isn't going to see you gaining much, you know, certainly not like 6 to 8 weeks of it, for the sole reason it takes the body time to grow larger and stronger. So for people looking for bigger arms, it's probably not going to happen in 3 weeks. You know, 6 to 8 would be a lot more like it, possibly longer. 12 weeks, I would put the 12-week mark as a line in the sand. If you haven't gotten results by then it's time to switch gears. Another reason why good programs go bad is people add additional work or volume to a otherwise solid program. I can't tell you the number of training programs I've written where guys have added more work to it. You know, I'll spec out a chest and back day, and when they're done with that, here comes the tons of unnecessary direct arm work. You know, the fact is, shorter workouts are better for a number of reasons. And if your arms aren't growing, it's doubtful adding more curls to the mix is going to help things. The single biggest killer of gains, though, is frequency, as in people mismanaging it. Some don't train consistently enough, and that obviously leads to undertraining. More frequently, though, people train too frequently and wind up overtraining. The stark reality is that today's training software can tell you precisely how much weight to lift, how many sets to perform, and how many reps to do. What it can't tell you is how frequently to train. Why? It's because recovery is so highly individual. Like exposure to high-intensity sunlight, your ability to tolerate high-intensity exercise depends on a myriad of factors. You know, what's your genetic predisposition? How much sleep do you get on a regular basis? How good is your diet? You know, how much other physical labor you may be doing in your regular job, you know, is also a factor. All of those things need to be taken into consideration. Now, my stock recommendation when starting any new program, whatever your starting frequency is to gradually decrease that training frequency as soon as your strength gains start to slow down. So if you were training on a one-on-one-off to start, you go to a one-on-two-off, maybe even a one-on-three-off if need be. Training twice a week is a sure thing for a lot of people, especially for people over 30. Now, that doesn't mean you do nothing on your off days. But, you know, no major muscle groups or drastic energy system work. For example, on the days in between, I train calves, abs, neck, those sort of things. You know, I'll also push and pull sleds, which improves your conditioning. Just make sure it's not some Herculean effort that's going to take away from your two heavy days. That's the whole idea. So the bottom line here is this. You can screw up really good programs. I would err on the side of more frequency versus less, more recovery versus less, and stick with the plan for at least a month, maybe two, at the most three. I hope that helps.
The next question comes from Steve Sachs. How important is eating big? I know you say it's real important to get bigger and stronger, but what about taking a day off here and there, you know, from heavy eating? Yeah. Will that stop me from gaining muscle?
Yeah, I've got an interesting story after I'm done with this answer, but the question of calories is a big one, and virtually nobody that you'll query in your gym has a clue how many they eat in the course of a day. Now, I ask people all the time, and at best, I get a vague answer like a lot or not enough. This guy I asked yesterday, He knew. He said 7,000. By the way, he was shade over 6 feet and 292, when he wasn't fat. Both of those people, though, who say a lot and not enough, are right. But if you're an ectomorph or you're a hard gainer, that's not precise enough. You need to consistently get around 500 to 600 calories a day above your maintenance to see muscle coming on in any reasonable amount. The trouble is, not many people even know their maintenance levels. You know, not that it's that hard to figure out. You know, you weigh yourself on Monday morning. You record the calories you take in every day for the rest of the week. You know, now step on a scale again Monday. If your weight hasn't budged, you total up all those calories and divide by 7. Presto, there's your maintenance level. Of course, very few people actually do that, unfortunately. In order to get them to start somewhere, I usually give the following guidance. If they're eating a mixed macro diet, meaning, you know, not low carbs or low fat, your maintenance is usually somewhere around body weight times 15 in calories. So for a 200-pound person, that's what, 3,500? My math, I'm not the greatest guy at math, but if you want to gain, you need to get that up to 4,000 and maybe 4,000 and change to shoot for a pound a week is a reasonable amount. You know, if you don't want to count calories, take up golf then. You know, nobody said this was going to be easy. The question as to what happens if you miss a day and consume less, you know, that is a very interesting one. I would suggest that it's not only plausible to gain in lieu of that, it's preferable. So what I'm saying is this. If you overeat for any length of time, your body's going to tell you to stop, or at the very least, slow down. So, you know, if you're measuring your waist with a tape measure, and you should be, it helps, you know, as to the timing of when to pull back. Simply, if as soon as you put an inch on your waist or thereabouts, cut back to maintenance levels for 2 weeks, maybe even a little lower if the chub has really started to come on. You know, what you've done is you've not only listened to your what your body's been telling you, but you'll make your body receptive again to overfeeding. Because when you first start to eat above maintenance, let's say, you know, about 70% of those calories will go to muscle. The other 30% go to fat. You keep that up for too long, though, and the enzymes that store fat begin to dominate. If you're really stubborn, the ratios will reverse, and you'll be laying down 70% fat and only 30% muscle, maybe even worse. You know, right here, man, I made that mistake, you know, unfortunately for years. The benefits of overfeeding, insofar as supporting muscle growth, are undeniable. You know, testosterone levels are usually optimal. The same goes for GH and IGF-1. And there's a lot of data showing that it not only works, it's the only way. Your body can't create muscle out of thin air. It needs caloric cement to do so. Now, I have seen studies showing simple overfeeding alone, in lieu of no training, put muscle on people. You know, forget the studies. Look at the obese people, let's say, that weigh over 300 pounds. What's often overlooked is they have a lot of muscle underneath that fat, usually in their legs. You'll very rarely see an obese person with small calves. All right? Just don't get married to chronic overfeeding. It does work against you. So hope that helps.
We're going to take a quick commercial break.
Okay.
Notice I'm being very quiet today.
Yeah, but I like your insight.
No, so. I know. I'm still kind of getting my my legs under me again after this little bout of the flu. I'm enjoying listening, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I'll participate. Stay tuned. 17 tracks,
new Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to Redcon One. One.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic, plus it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Take it back.
Welcome back. So, Mike Ganelli says, I'm using a new supplement called One Andro, something like that. It feels like it's working, but can you tell me what it is and how? They are only 75 milligram pills, says take once or twice a day. I had to import it, and I didn't see it for sale here in the United States.
Yeah, this so-called One Andro products are quasi-legal pro-hormones, or more specifically, pro-hormones that get converted, to, in theory anyway, to the active steroid 1-testosterone. So 1-andro is also known as 1-DHEA or 1-androsterone. Though you see those terms used interchangeably as well. Don't confuse them with the compound 1-test, you know, which is what the compound allegedly refers to. Now, human research has shown true steroid-like gains, okay? Researchers noted that it's effective at a weekly cycle comparative to a weekly injection of 300 milligrams of testosterone. So you're going to need more than one or two pills then. You know, the steroid-like gains were found with daily doses of 330 milligrams combined with some grapefruit extract. Now, I don't think the grapefruit extract is, you know, necessarily has to be there, but it can and apparently does help a little bit.
Well, you know who introduced all this 1-DHEA stuff, right?
No.
Eric Potratz over at Primordial Performance.
Oh, he's still in business?
No, he's out of business. Oh. But he's the guy who brought the whole 1-DHEA products into vogue, and he's the one who added the grapefruit extract to concentrate and deliver more of it. And the FDA came down on him as offering some sort of drug as opposed to over-the-counter supplement.
Yeah, well, I mean, at the time, it was extremely innovative. And it sucks that he was the guy that paid for it, but...
Yeah, because people are still doing it now. They're still making the stuff, so...
Yeah. So I've been out of the pro-hormone market for a long time, but the last I knew, there was only one such product on the market here. It was called 1-testosterone. By High Tech. The CEO of that company is a guy by the name of Jared Wheat. He also bought the rights to Ultimate Orange, and because it can't contain ephedra anymore, at least with any ephedrine alkaloids, he loaded it with DMAA. And in fact, he sued the FDA to, you know, keep DMAA legal. That didn't go over very well. The courts have held that DMAA is an unapproved drug and should be if it hasn't already been banned. Mr. Wheat has a long history, from what I can see, of selling drugs labeled as supplements. And such is the case, I think, with this 1-testosterone. Now, I know what everyone's thinking. It's time to stock up, right? I would say not so fast. First, understand any gains had from 1-testosterone disappear quickly, you know, as in days after discontinuing it. It's also very likely that you're going to be shut down, right? Using anything, in any kind of androgen in quantities that build muscle invariably leads to some stoppage of your natural test levels. So unless you have pharma-grade post-cycle therapy, you know, HCG, et cetera, waiting in the wings, I wouldn't touch it. You know, there is also the possibility of liver stress, as although the product isn't, let's say, methylated like 1-test, methyl 1-test, there's no free lunch here, okay? 1-test in any form was a nasty steroid. You felt awful on it, and you know, in my opinion, you looked awful. It was all water, as far as I could see. Finally, understand 300 milligrams a week of tests. It's nothing to write home about like you'll see guys running a gram or more a week. Yes, it's the lowest dose that'll increase protein synthesis. But it's not like people are going to put 15 to 20 pounds of muscle on, right? Feedback from people that have taken this product, from what I can see, isn't good. It's not 1-AD, and it's certainly not methyl 1-test. It can be construed in good and bad ways. I would expect this product to disappear fast if it hasn't already. 1-andro, or whatever they want to call it, is clearly illegal per the Designer Anabolic Steroid Control Act of 2014. Mr. Wheat, for his part, will apparently be doing some time in Club Fed again and apparently lost everything in the process of fighting the government.
Really?
Yeah, he has previously spent 32 months incarcerated after being found guilty of operating an ecstasy ring in a high school. So, you know, not someone I would say I would support with my supplement dollars. So a lot of people get jazzed about his stuff because, you know, yeah, he's using compounds that may or may not deserve to be on the market. But it, at what price? It gives the rest of the industry a black eye. And in some cases, we haven't recovered from it. You know?
We actually I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I was going to say the pro-hormone thing, after 1AD, when they started pumping out active hormones that required no conversion, it was only a matter of time.
We have an interview that we pre-taped with Kirkland Warletti. I don't know if you want to play that today or next week. I've got it queued up if you do. You just have to let me know because we're going to actually sit. You and I are going to sit and listen to the interview with everybody else across two commercial breaks.
You know what? Let's do it next week. Give it top billing.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yeah, no, that's fine. I'm just giving you the go ahead.
It'll give people more of an opportunity to listen to. They'll have a week lead in. It's great stuff. Hey, Kirkland is a customer, but more importantly, a friend of mine. He has tremendous insights into his training, his diet. And the things that he's accomplished, and if you've ever seen pictures of this cat, you know what I'm talking about. He's one of the finest conditioned athletes I have ever known. So,
Before we take this next break, I want to mention something.
Sure.
And then we have a question from Kevin Bader when we come back from the break. So we lost a friend at the gym recently who was in peak conditioning. 67-year-old male who didn't look 67 years old at all. In fact, I guarantee you somewhere when they autopsied him to find out that it was a blood clot in his lung, a pulmonary embolism in his lung, but post getting back to the gym too soon after a bout of pneumonia, they must have looked at him and said, man, if this guy is dead at 67, there's no hope for me because this guy looked like he was chiseled out of stone. He was just a marvelous physique Thomas Hahn had. And those of us who are older, I mean, if you don't have life insurance, I'm going to bring you down for a second. Those last seconds, what you're going to really feel bad about is if you leave everybody in a lurch. Because it wasn't going to happen to you on that day. It wasn't supposed to happen to you on that day. Today wasn't your day. You still had time. You were going to get that life insurance, but you never did. And we have a company now that is sponsoring on the show. The reason I'm so excited they're here just happened this way. It's not like we've been talking to them for a long time. There's a company called Health IQ. And Health IQ is a life insurance company that specifically seeks out people who are interested in and participate in physical culture. They know that the data shows that longevity is on our side. So they would love to be involved in shopping health life insurance for us. And they save their members as much as 30%, 33% and above on life insurance. It's remarkable because they look at things like, can you deadlift your weight?
Wow.
They use research that shows that if you're someone in that specific category, which we all fall into on this show, that you shouldn't be charged the same for your life insurance because your probability of death is not there. And so Health IQ has set up a link called healthiq.com/SHR.
What a great service.
Where you can go and you can put your information in and they will give you a quote and they will show you that they will save you money based on your healthy lifestyle and hard work. And in some cases, they've taken people and not only cut their rates, but doubled their coverage.
Finally, right.
So there is a company that actually is paying attention to us. You know, we always say, oh, man, you know, we work so hard to stay healthy, you know, but they don't give us any breaks. No, here's a company that does, healthiq.com/SHR. And make sure you have some amount of life insurance coverage if you don't, because and especially guys, but girls too, man, you know, it's two income household. You drop out and everything gets tossed to the side. It's very easy to prepare for it. And now prepare with a company who pays attention to the fact that you work hard to stay alive, unlike the rest of the population. HealthIQ.com/SHR. Check it out. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes? The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass, vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to WildWestNutrition.com or click the banner ad at SuperHumanRadio.net.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad, or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Guess who's back? Age Force is back with a buy one, get one free introductory offer to the Superhuman Radio audience. Choose from any of their amazingly popular patches. Their HGH secretagogue patch, testosterone booster, fat burner, anti-inflammatory patch. All of them buy one, get one free. Nootropic memory enhancer, melatonin and GABA, resveratrol. The list goes on and on. and on no one, I repeat, no one, has the most complete list of patch-delivered supplements than Age Force. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Age Force banner ad today and get buy one, get one free for the entire Superhuman Radio audience. Check it out. Don't wait.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. So Kevin Bader says, I've heard a lot about your box squat goal. Curious to know how you started squatting again after being down for so long. I thought you were just hip belt squatting. I've got a similar situation going on, and I thought I'd ask you.
Yeah, so for those unfamiliar, I've been battling lower back injuries since my early 20s. And as the years rolled by, my lower back got a lot more iffy, so to speak. And by about age 35 or so, barbell squatting presented an unacceptable risk to reward ratio for me. It was just, you know, I wasn't competing and I had a glass back. So I could just tell by holding the bar on my shoulders and the fatigue that I was experiencing in my lower back after just a couple of reps that it wasn't going to last long, right? At least with the kind of weights that I aspire to lift. So thereafter, I turned to hip belt squatting. Let me be the first to say there is nothing wrong with that. In fact, I was able to keep a very respectable amount of muscle on my legs with very little to no risk of lower back injury by hip belt squatting. Now, some people will look at it and say, yeah, but that's not really squatting. Bull. It's very much a squat. And in fact, I humbled more than a few of these people when I challenged them to lose it. I watched a lot of 400-plus pound barbell squatters struggle with 300, and I mean really struggle. So understand that going in. It's incredibly hard work, but it'll certainly lay down the muscle. Hip belt squatting is some of the hardest work you will ever do, and I estimate you get 90% of the benefits of barbell squats with maybe 10% of the risk. The real breakthrough in building myself back came in studying the bridging series in the book Convict Conditioning. So over the years, I've literally spent thousands of dollars on chiropractic, acupuncture, acupressure, you know, weird pills. I built a reverse hyper, and you know, it wasn't making things any better. Imagine then how I had my mind blown when the solution all along was free, bending backwards, which essentially is what bridging is. Provided I perform just one or two sets of wall walks every week, my back isn't just better. It feels stronger than it did in my 20s. So with that as my backdrop, I my hip belt squats were going really good, and all of a sudden my back's feeling awesome. You know, I lined up the leverage squat in my gym. I think it's a pre-core leverage squat. And I built up to some pretty impressive poundages. And then I got hurt. It wasn't my back, though. It was my shoulder. It blew my shoulder out. But it's not about what you can't do, right? We've talked about this before. It's about what you can do. So with a lot of trepidation, I attempted free bar squatting again with just the bar. And then I went to 135, et cetera, and, you know, built my way up. After thinking about things, I reasoned that the box squat would be a lot easier on my knees. It certainly keeps you honest insofar as depth is concerned, and you recover quicker from box squats than you do regular squats. So I started at 250 for a triple, and I just added 10 pounds a week from there until I got to 400 pounds. At that point, you know, the linear progression gains started to really slow down, and I could see where it was going. So it was time for loading patterns. Two loading patterns later, I'm at 450 on my way to 475. The goal of 500 is certainly within, you know, striking distance, and I have no doubt I will hit it by summer at the latest, at the absolute very latest. Here's all of, you know, here's what all of that means to you. Take note of the fact that I never stopped squatting. I just mitigated the risk by suspending the weight between my legs. I also never gave up on fixing my lower back over, you know, 20 plus years. I never gave up. Doctors told me, when I told them, I said, hey, my lower back just feels fragile. You know, it feels like it's going to give out on me after just a couple of reps. What the doctors told me is, hey, you're just getting old. And look, you know, there aren't going to be any miracles coming your way. But I persevered. And once again, the power of information, not something, you know, in a bottle. It was information that did it for me. What I learned from a book did what no doctor could. In fact, you know, they told me, look, you just got to give up squatting altogether. Well, fact is, I did it. There's always a way. You just need to find it. So here's the bottom line. You can always do something. And something is always better than nothing. You know, stay positive. Be relentless. And know other people have succeeded where, you know, we were told we would fail. You know, there is nothing stopping you from doing the same. That word relentless is exactly what I'm trying to describe. Never give up. Never stop looking for a way. Someday you will find it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we have a question from Grace Benton. I like when girls ask questions on the show.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour.
Percent of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad, or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping. Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000, or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to wildwestnutrition.com or click the banner ad at superhumanradio.net.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. Looks like we're going to have the elusive Patrick Arnold on the show this Friday.
Oh, that's great.
Just trying to work out a webcam with him right now.
Yeah.
So that maybe we can do a Facebook Live at the same time. Grace Benton says, in your opinion, what's the worst type of injury a weightlifter could incur? I say it's the lower back, but my husband says it's the shoulder. I ask because we've got one of each, and we're trying to determine what to do next.
Neither of you is correct, in my opinion. Because even if you totally blow out your lower back, you can, like we just discussed, hip belt squat. You can also push or pull a sled or otherwise work your lower body. And make no mistake, hard work on the lower body is the driver of big gains elsewhere, even if you're not able to give it 100%. Shoulder injuries are likewise manageable. Depending upon the type, you can perform everything from light calisthenics to partial movements or static holds. All of those are a great adjunct to the lower body work that I just described. So understand, someone with a blown lower back and shoulder can still train and gain. It's simply a matter of getting creative, being consistent, and how bad you want it. The most serious injury, in my opinion, is a knee injury. So follow my logic on this one. With a serious knee injury, any kind of knee flexion is usually out. That means no squats, no leg presses, not even leg extensions or leg curls. You may be able to do some dragging, but it's unlikely that you're going to, that'll be heavy enough to stimulate growth. And remember, lower body work is the single most powerful driver of hypertrophy in the entire body. And as the old saying goes, a three-legged table is no good to anyone. So you really, if you've got a knee injury, you've really got your work cut out for you. The ideal, of course, is to avoid a knee injury in the first place. Because it's a weight-bearing joint, it's a lot more serious than a blown rotator cuff or elbow tendonitis. It's there with you every step you take. So step number one is getting the weight off. If you're 20 pounds overweight and you don't think that's all that much, strap a 20-pound weight vest on and walk up a flight of stairs. You'll find out that it is. It's a big deal. Beyond that, maintaining good knee health boils down to common sense to me. If you run, don't go running on pavement. Maybe don't run at all. Too jarring to the joints. Fast walking gives you 90% of the benefits with just a fraction of the jolt to your joints. Dragging and pushing sleds is another good idea. In fact, it's a great idea. Overuse injuries are the biggest knee killers that I see. Often, too many squats and sometimes going too low. Yeah, I know not going low enough is a big issue, but so is going too low.
Yeah, it depends on how your body is built, right? How long your femurs are. I mean, I know. What kills me about squatting rules is that not everybody has the same geometry in their joints that they can squat. Like, some people squat and never get butt wink. You know what butt wink is?
No.
Oh, how do you describe it? When somebody's getting down into the hole, it's almost like their butt boinks down all of a sudden. It just kind of shifts all at once. And some people can keep their butts pushed all the way out because the kinesiology and geometry of their joints is such that it allows that. Some people don't get butt wink. Some people do. That's why I've never paid attention. If you can get parallel in a squat, that and if you have to lean forward further than somebody else does, then do it. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, going too low, every degree below parallel puts an inordinate amount of stress on your tendons and ligaments. So just be aware of that. You know, staying away, certainly, from fast lateral movements is another thing to avoid. Almost nobody, though, I know, that hurts a knee in the gym. It's very rare. It's almost always in, like, a pickup basketball game or flag football or moving furniture, something like that. Finally, understand the cartilage between your joints has a shelf life. And the heavier you are, the faster it wears away. The more stress you impose on it, the faster it wears away. The older you get, the faster it wears away. The solution to that, in my mind, in addition to not, you know, avoiding overuse injuries, is glucosamine. It's been shown to slow cartilage loss on the one hand, and in some cases, actually regrow it. Now, I can't say this enough. Even if you don't have knee issues, consider at least a preventative dose of the stuff if you're, you know, let's call it 35 or older. There's a reason. It's been sold everywhere from gyms to your local drugstore for the past 25 years. People keep buying it because it works. You can argue to varying degrees, but it works. It's doing something. Here's the final word. Be a good steward of your knees. You know, I saw it over and over again in elder care. Once the knees go, it is a slippery slope. And it only gets worse from there. You know, that means parallel, not below squats. Yeah, it means box squats. It means staying reasonably lean. It means not overdoing it. So look into those issues. If you've got a lower back issue, it may seem like the end of the world. It's not. Ditto for shoulder. You just get creative and understand if you still have good knees, then you have your wheels, and you have everything you need to stimulate growth elsewhere in the body.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. But the reality is that any injury is the worst one for you, too, no matter who you are. I mean, everybody – I mean, look at my foot. I mean, there's a lot of people that would have said that they couldn't train, and I've continued to train. It's caused my foot to break down faster, and I'm scheduled for surgery now on March 8th, actually. So, the surgeon that's doing my foot did Baryshnikov's knees, I believe. He did, if you watch Dancing with the Stars, Peter Murgatroyd, who won like last season, she injured herself at one point in one of the shows, and they said she would never dance again, and this is the surgeon who reconstructed her ankle for her.
Oh, wow.
His name is Dr. William Seeds. Wait, it gets better. Since you're an East Coast guy, you know who Daryl Strawberry is, right?
I remember him, yeah.
The baseball player, right? He was with the Mets.
Right.
This is the guy who did his shoulder. He was a pitcher.
Strawberry? No.
Wasn't Strawberry a pitcher?
No, he was an outfielder.
Okay, well, anyway, he did Daryl Strawberry's shoulder. He did arthroscopic surgery on his shoulder.
You mean Dwight Gooden?
No, Daryl Strawberry.
Dwight Gooden. No,
maybe
Dwight Gooden was a pitcher for the Mets.
No, but Strawberry's the one whose shoulder he did.
Okay.
He had a bad shoulder.
Yeah,
maybe he wasn't a pitcher. I just thought he was a pitcher. I don't follow it, so I don't know. But the bottom line is, I'm in really good hands. Really, really good hands. And the foot will be completely reconstructed, and the joints will all function. And I'm really excited about that, because that's one of the things I was worried about. I've been living with this, I call it the claw foot. I've been living with this claw foot for so long.
Wow.
And it's caused me so much. In fact, you can't imagine the pain of every time I take a step. It's gotten so bad, I'm just used to it. And then try leg pressing. And I leg pressed. I squatted last session. And, you know, it's like you don't have a – I don't have a ball on the left foot. So the foot wants to collapse in towards the arch. And I have to, and I struggle to keep the foot straight.
Wow.
So this foot's not very much support. And I'm trying to support the foot while the foot's supposed to support me. It's a disaster. But – after the surgery, I'll be off the foot completely for 6 weeks. No weight on it whatsoever for 6 weeks.
Crutches?
Yeah, crutches for sure. Probably one of those little skateboards, you know, the little knee skateboard.
Yeah.
My daughter Sydney's going to take off from work, and she's going to drive, because I have to go to Cleveland, Ohio for the surgery. So she's going to drive me up there, have the surgery the next day, and then the following day drive me home. And then it's going to be, and I've been already like thinking about how am I going to get around, right? So I have stairs in my house. I have to go up and down stairs on my butt. I'm going to have to find all these creative ways to do things. And I can't sleep on the ground floor. I mean, there's no way for me to go, well, I'll just live here. I'll put a blow up mattress in the living room, you know? So I've already been thinking about like how getting in and out of the studio and yeah. So let's,
yeah,
but you know what? It'll be worth it, because after that, I can run again. I can frickin' run again. I will run again. I can't wait to do that. You have no idea what it, just to walk and not start thinking, God, how long am I going to be able to walk like this right now?
That's wonderful, man. I'm happy for you. I hope everything goes well and according to plan.
We have a question from Scotty Cavallo that we're going to get to when we come back from the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both
use and endorse Can-See Eye Drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Guess who's back? Age Force is back with a buy one, get one free introductory offer to the Superhuman Radio audience. Choose from any of their amazingly popular patches. Their HGH secretagogue patch, testosterone booster, fat burner, anti-inflammatory patch, all of them buy one, get one free. Nootropic memory enhancer, melatonin and GABA, resveratrol, the list goes on and on. No one, I repeat, no one has the most complete list of patch-delivered supplements than Age Force. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Age Force banner ad today and get buy one, get one free for the entire Superhuman Radio audience. Check it out. Don't wait.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Check out CoachRobRegish.com.
You create misery.
Become part of the Blueprint Army. Scotty Cavallo says, I'm still at a loss for what to do with cardio. How can you be at a loss for it? Goals are more size and strength, but I always was taught that cardio worked against that. That's just not true. Snap out of it. Can you give me some help?
Yeah, you know, I have to admit, I too used to believe cardio just chewed up muscle. And my rationale was this. Nobody ever got bigger muscles jogging, but they sure got smaller ones, which is true, but it's not the whole truth. The whole truth is that the right kind of cardio and the right amount can help in making you bigger and stronger. The only problem is it's rarely utilized correctly, so it gets a bum rap. And to understand how to integrate it successfully, let's look at a real-life example. My wife, she performs 5 bodyweight movements for higher reps, back-to-back with no rest. Then she rests for a minute in between rounds. She wants to get better at it, but no amount of walking on the treadmill to nowhere or running is going to do that. So instead, we matched her cardio to her resistance exercise. So the first thing I did was I timed how long it took her to perform one round of those 5 movements, start to finish. It was about 2.5 minutes. And, of course, from there, we know she rests for a minute in between rounds. So what we did was I loaded a sled with 100 pounds, and I cinched the straps up to her belt, such that she could drag it forwards and backwards. You know, if you can picture it, her hands are free. And in those hands, I had her hold a 20-pound kettlebell in each one, so a total of 40 additional pounds. The weight is arbitrary. For her, that's heavy. Your mileage may vary depending. The point is, use something that's challenging as a baseline and increase from there. You can increase weight, you can increase the number of trips or the length of the trips. From there, I have her drag for precisely 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Then she rests for a minute, just like her resistance training. She repeats that for as many rounds as she can until reaching either respiratory failure or, you know, her lactic acid levels get so high it makes you feel nauseous, right? You want to build up slowly, you know, but you can push it like that once you're able. The beauty of this is that it builds an incredible amount of work capacity, what the Russians refer to as work capacity, without damaging muscle. You know, the fact is there's no eccentric component or lowering. You know, it's all concentric or positive. And the whole thing takes 15 or 20 minutes tops. So it's very, very efficient. Now, what do you think happens when she attempted her next lactic acid tolerance workout? Exactly. She's in much better shape to tackle that. And invariably, she adds at least one round every time we repeat that workout. You can do more work because your energy systems are conditioned for it. Not just the, you know, what you typically use in weight training is the adenosine triphosphate phosphocreatine system. When you're dragging like that for time and you're matching it to your weight training, you also work the glycolytic and your, of course, your VO2 max pathway. So here's what you need to do. Time your sets start to finish. You know, it doesn't matter if they're straight sets or supersets, etc. Time, or at least be aware of how long you rest between sets. That's step two. Now, match your conditioning work to it, as I explained. And notice I use the word conditioning, not cardio. That's how you need to start thinking about it. Because conditioning, properly performed, will build you up. Cardio, too much of it, and the wrong type, will tear you down. Okay, so that's how to do it, and that's my 2 cents on cardio.
I agree with you. Cardio can make you stronger, give you better endurance in your workouts, not just on doing cardio.
Yeah, yeah. It's overlooked, unfortunately.
Let's roll right into the blueprint tip of the day.
Sure.
What is it?
So the tip of the day is this: a convenient villain. How the public was programmed to believe steroids killed Lyle Alzado. So I was, you know, punching around YouTube the other day, and I came across the Lyle Alzado story. Okay, it was complete with this teary-eyed interview he did with Roy Firestone, where he proceeded to blame steroids for his inoperable brain tumor. He later appeared, if you remember, on the cover of Sports Illustrated with the caption, "I lied." You know, there sat the formerly ferocious defensive end. At one point, he weighed nearly 300 pounds of mostly muscle, but now a mere shadow of himself, sobbing like a baby over the mistake he made by using steroids his entire career. To this day, Alzado is remembered not for his incredible football accomplishments, but rather the fact that steroids killed him. There's only one problem with that narrative. It isn't true. In fact, all of Alzado's doctors are on record stating there was no link between steroids and his illness. All of his doctors, not one or two, all of them. Let that really sink in for a minute. I thought about it, and then I remembered I had a friend who works in the field. So to further investigate it, I consulted him. So his exact words were, "I've worked in cancer therapy for 7 years, and I have never heard of cancers caused by steroids. In fact, in some cases, we use steroids to treat a lot of the cancer patients." So the question becomes, if steroids didn't kill him, what did? Several possibilities. One, he was known to be using growth hormone from Europe derived from cadavers. You know, if contaminated, some of that growth hormone was known to cause something called Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, or mad cow, if you will, in humans. There were also rumors of his bisexuality, and consequently, it was late-stage AIDS that killed him. Then again, perfectly for healthy people, nothing wrong with them, who've never used a performance-enhancing drug or engaged in high-risk sexual behavior, they get brain tumors too. So at this point in the 60-year life cycle of these drugs, there have literally been millions of people using them and no link to cancer. You know, are there other side effects? Of course. But no link to cancer, nor mortality. So why did Alzado rail so vigorously against them? I've got a theory, and it goes back to the very pillars of the man's psyche. Alzado was the son of an alcoholic father who also beat his mother. His dad molested his sisters, and he beat him too. By all accounts, the situation never got any better, only worse. Alzado wanted many things in life, but none mattered more to him than this. He wanted his father to love him, but it never happened. Later, he fell in love with the Denver Broncos, only to be devastated when they traded him to the Cleveland Browns. He also married four times, but it never lasted long. He was lauded by professional football teams and fans alike, even winning a Super Bowl with the Raiders and appearing on TV commercials, B-movies. He even boxed Muhammad Ali once for charity. But none of it gave him what he so desperately wanted. Alzado just wanted to feel loved by someone, anyone. His father never gave him that. The Broncos didn't give it to him. His comeback at age 40 with the Raiders saw them cut him loose. Even a Super Bowl ring couldn't fill the void in his heart. But maybe slaying one more dragon would. He would blame his brain tumor on a convenient villain, those damn steroids. So, predictably, the media ate this up, granted him interviews at every turn. They lauded him for the courage to speak out against this terrible drug. You know, his message was everywhere. Please, kids, don't take this stuff and pay for it with your life. I'm dying because of steroids, but I'm trying to save you. And for that, he was admired by everyone who spoke with him. Sports Illustrated, the World News, his fourth and final wife. Only Alzado knows if any of that made him feel loved. I suspect it didn't. That he died a broken man, still searching for peace, but finding none of it. I studied many an Alzado interview, much of his playing history, and I heard testimony from his friends and family. He was an angry man and played the game in an aggressive manner not seen before or since. After he beat an opposing player with his own helmet, the NFL instituted something that came to be known as the Alzado Rule. He picked fights. He pulled face masks. He trash-talked incessantly. The only time I saw a flicker of happiness cross his face was when he was doing charity work, and he did a lot of it. Here he was in the prime of his career, bringing comfort to terminally ill children. And as he took the hand of one child and brought a smile to his face, I realized something that Sports Illustrated, the World News, and every major media outlet in the country failed to tell you. By his own admission, he was on steroids the entire time. Something to consider the next time you hear about the evil done by everyone's convenient villain.
So listen to the contradictory nature of this opening paragraph from 1991. that appeared in the New York Times. Central nervous system lymphoma, the cancer that has stricken Lyle Alzado, is rare and deadly brain tumor that generally only afflicts people with depressed immune systems, leading the former Los Angeles Raiders player and his doctor to point to steroids as the likely cause. So that's like two non sequiturs. They're saying it's caused by a weakened immune system, but they're saying it's caused by the steroids. Then the next paragraph, two groups of people who commonly fall victim to this disease are people suffering with AIDS, whose immune systems have been destroyed by HIV viruses, and organ transplant recipients whose immune systems have been blunted by the drugs they take to prevent organ rejection. Well, steroids don't prevent organ rejection. Listen to what they do. They confuse the word steroids. This is the problem with the term steroids. See, he was using anabolic agents that fall into a class of drug called a steroid because of an 8-carbon chain form. And so do things like cortisol and corticosterones and corticosteroids and drugs that they give you to deal with inflammation, like cortisone and stuff like that. And they're called steroids too. These drugs include steroids, but a different type than those taken by Alzado. They just gloss over it. So,
yep. It
you know, he had AIDS. He got this cancer because of AIDS. He didn't get this cancer because of his steroid use. Otherwise, we would have so many bodybuilders out there with brain tumors right now that have taken so much more than Lyle Alzado ever did back in the day.
Yeah, and you know, for Lyle Alzado in particular, the baddest of the bad, NFL tough guys, to die with AIDS, not a very cool way to go out. It was much, much easier for him to blame steroids. Whether it was AIDS or anything else, you know, admitting, hey, that's what took this incredibly tough guy down, it's not going to play as well as, yeah, man, I took steroids and look what they did to me.
Yeah.
And to your point, look, the millions of people that take these drugs, we would have an epidemic of brain tumors, and it's just not so. The people that get the particular brain tumor that Alzado had, very, very few, if any of them, were using steroids.
Well, and look at Nelson Virgil and Virgil, however he pronounces his last name, and Dr. Mario Di Pasquale's book, Built to Survive, where they actually were successful at extending the life of AIDS patients by putting them on anabolic steroids.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's, you know,
what's wrong with that picture?
And you never hear about it because it doesn't fit the narrative. You know, at this point, the general public, if you walked up to 100 people and you asked them if anabolic steroids are bad, probably all 100 would agree with you.
Yeah.
If you then ask those same people to define what an anabolic steroid is, they couldn't do it. Yeah. They don't know the first thing about them. They know what the media tells them, which is what the public likes. It's a simple answer. Anabolic steroids, bad.
Yeah.
Real bad. And that message just keeps getting reinforced with stories like Lyle Alzado, with stories like
Taylor Hooten.
Yeah, like Hooten's skit. They're designed to give a face to the quote-unquote steroid epidemic. Fact of the matter is both of those individuals died from something other than anabolic steroids.
Yeah. Yep. And on that note, I think we can say goodbye.
Be critical of what you read, and like you always say, Carl, use your critical thinking skills before swallowing a headline.
Yeah, there you go. Read the actual study. By the way, you can get six of the top-selling AAP EFX Sports supplements right now for free, plus a shaker bottle if you go to superhumanradio.net and click one of their banner ads. And you pay $5.99 shipping, legitimately, that's what it costs. Anybody who knows anything about shipping knows. And you'll get six of their best supplements to try, and then you can decide if you want to buy them again, because they believe that you should try the products before you're asked to buy them. How do you like that?
I'm going there right now, and I'm reading your article. Aren't you glad this isn't your foot?
Yes. Aren't you glad that isn't your foot? And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget to visit CoachRobRegish.com. We'll be right back. See you tomorrow.